The 18 members of the Namwitsula Widows and Widowers Group, 15 of whom are women, were once destitute, unable to send their children to school or to put food on their tables. But during the past 4 years of cultivating maize, bananas, and organic vegetables, they have more than tripled their crop yields by using fertilizer and improved farming techniques. Members also run successful brick-making and dairy cattle breeding projects. As a result of these projects, when once each woman made 50 cents a day, they now each earn an average of $10 a day, which has allowed them to feed their families, dig wells for clean water, and install solar panels to power their homes. At the heart of their success is Sherry Otuoma, a volunteer trainer with Heifer International, a non-government organization that supports 82 development projects in Western Kenya. Otuoma does a lot with a little. She mostly takes the bus to the villages and is reimbursed for accommodation expenses and meals. Heifer International gives her a small stipend based on the number of days she has worked each month. She says members of these groups have learned to make collective decisions, resolve conflicts, and form long-term plans.
Before, they were not aware maybe how they can come together as a team. You train them, and now they can start their own income-generating activities.
Sherry Otuoma once had to struggle to feed and educate her four children. Her husband took a second wife and reduced his support for the family. In 1991, Otuoma received a cow from Heifer International. From milk sales, she was able to send two of her children to school. She says she draws on her experience to encourage others.
So I tell them, you people, you can change. You people, you will benefit.
Sherry Otuoma has been a full-time volunteer trainer with Heifer International in Kenya since 2000, planting the seeds that enable women in the western part of the country to flourish. In the western region alone, she has trained about 1,900 families in 85 groups. I'm Kathy Maitini for VOA's Making a Difference in Western Kenya.